Okay, we got up to the Mishnah on Daf Kafches Amar Aleph to return to the world of Sukkah, and the Iker Sugya on this Mishnah, as you saw, is not here. Here the Gemara deals with the Seifa of the Mishnah, Noshim Avadim Ketanim, etc., but the Iker Sugya is in Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. But we have before we see the Iker Sugya, we have within the Mishnah itself a phrase that the Rishonim deal with, that we have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of the status of a sukkah in which you have Rosh Ovarubo Basukkah. It's a sukkah gedola, and Shulchano Betolcha Bayis, that in that situation we find that there was a Maisa Shehaya, and Beis Shammai say that the correct rendition of the Maisa Shehaya was that if this individual, Yochanan ben Chornis, had been sitting in this manner with Rosh of Rubo in the Sukkah Gedola and Shechona Betoch HaBayis, im kach haya noheg lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. And here we have a machlokes Rishonim as to how to understand this phrase, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. After all, the issue that is involved over here is Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. Namely, we're dealing with the Sukkah Gedola. The Sukkah has the right dimensions. However, we say that according to Beis Shammai, one shouldn't sit in this manner, Gzeira Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano, and he will eat not in the Sukkah, but he'll eat where Shulchan is outside of the Sukkah. Chora, that's clearly a din drabanan. And Beis Shammai used the phrase over here, Imkein lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. So here, Tosfos, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, at the end of Tosfos, says that we should take the phrase literally. V'ka'amri lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, da'afilu mi da'oraisa lo kiyem. That Rabbanan have the power of being mafkia adin da'oraisa. They have the power of being mafkia akiyum mi da'oraisa. Masha'en kein, the Ritva Alatar that you have in the Mar Makomos, the Ritva Alatar says, Mapitam, that Hod the Tananim came to Haisa Noik, who came to Mitzasuka Miyamecha, Lav Dafka. The Hasuka Gedolo Ksherhi, the Sukh is fine midoraisa, Lo Asu Rabbanon, namely Beshamai, Shloyehe Shulchana Betocha Bayis, Gezerah Shemi Moshe Chachar Shulchano, Ela Perusha Lo Kiyamta Mitzvasuka. That there is a mitzvah that lends itself to be fulfilled in its totality, bishleimusa, and they weren't mekayim the mitzvah bishleimusa. They weren't mekayim it according to ritzam. You were yotze the doraisa, you weren't yotze the drabanan. V'kavosei beperek arvei psachim mishalo amar shlosh dvarim elu bepesach oyotze dei chavasa sheperusho lo kiyei mitzvaso karoi. So this understanding of the Ritva is also the understanding of the Ran, both here and in Arvei Psachim and in the Haggadah of the Ritva, that the phrase of Lo Kiyamta or Lo Yotze De Chavaso can be taken not literally, but as an exaggeration to a certain degree, but lo, means Lo Kiyamta Karaui, lo kiyamta kiritzon chacham, lo kiyamta bishleimusa. Before we move back to the world of sukkah, let's just for a moment deal with the issue of kol shlo amar shlosh dvarim elu bepesach oyotzei yedei chavaso. What is the working assumption of the ritva? What mitzvah? When we say lo yotzei yedei chavaso, what chova was the ritva referring to that vaday eno ma'akev? Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Right? In other words, that we have a mitzvah of eating Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And the Mishnah says, Mishalo Amar Shlosh Me'elo Yotzei Chavaso. We're talking about Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And that is, you know, it's Vaday Eino Ma'akev. Those are mitzvahs of eating. The Amira should not necessarily be a Ma'akev. And Be'emet, in other words, if the Ritva is correct in his understanding, we would assume that Tosfos Lushitaso would disagree, and we have such a Tosos over there in Psachim Adav Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph. Va'amartem Zevach Pesachu Perush Va'amira Shetzorach lomar Pesach zeshanu ochlim veiskas masha umara lepesach tzarach lomar nami matzazo marazo. That we turn the amira into part of the act of eating. That Chazal reinterpret the act of eating to include this amira. In other words, the Tosus takes it literally. Lo yotzi dechovas pesach matzu umara. And the Ritva says that it should be taken lo yotza. The mitzvah of eating matzah and marar karoi kiritzon chachamim. But is that really the only understanding of the Mishnah over there? How else could one understand the Mishnah? Lo yotzi yedei chovaso.
That the magid.
100%. In other words, those who ever learned the first piece of Brisket Torah that we all learned as little as children was that the difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a 365-day mitzvah, the Mantiskor Yom Seischa Meretzitzrayim Kol Yemechayecha Yemechayecha Yamim Kol Yemechayecha Rabbis Halegos, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is specifically the night of the Seder. That Sipur and Zechira are two different worlds. How are they different? So they're different in X number of ways. Some say three ways, some say five ways, etc. That's all with the Reb Chaim. But basically, all of the Reb Chaim is a diuk in the Rambam. If you look over here in the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, the Rambam begins Mitzvahs Ase Shel Torah L'Saper Benisim V'Niflo Shenasu L'Avoseinu. Then in Halacha Beis, he explains that is a mitzvah lehodiya labanim, and according to the level of the son, the banim say. And then we have the mitzvah in Halacha Gimel of the form of question and answer. And someone who doesn't have a son, so his wife should ask him. Doesn't have a wife, they should ask one another. Someone himself, he should ask himself. Then in Halacha Dalad, tzarecha haskul bignusul asayim b'shevach, you have to tell the whole story from beginning to end. And then in Halacha Hey, Mishalo Amar Shlosh Derem Elu B'Leil Chamisha Aso Yatzei Chovaso Ve'Elu Hein Pesach Matzamar. We have to explain Tamei HaMitzvos. And the Rambam concludes Devarim HaElu Kulan Nikrim Hagada, namely that the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim has all of these conditions, has all of these factors, as opposed to the classic mitzvah of Lizkor Es Yitzias Mitzrayim. And so one can certainly learn the Mishnah having nothing to do with our sugya. Okay, that, you know, with the raya of the Ritva is assuming that lo yotze dechovaso is the chova of eating Pesach Matzah Amara. And then lechora he has a very good point that's taking things quite to an extreme. But it could very well be that sugya is dealing with a different mitzvah altogether. And it should be taken literally, that this is an essential aspect of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, not only that one should be mesapir about the mitzvos that one is going to be mekayim that night, and give the tamei ha-mitzvos for eating Pesach, for eating matzah, for eating maror, etc., called Ram Ha'egu Nikraim Hagada. But to return to our sugya, let's say that our sugya is nothing to do with the sugya in Pesachim. Pesachim is dealing with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and our sugya is dealing with the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. How would you formulate the gzeira of Chazal according to the Ritva, and how would you formulate the gzeira of Chazal Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano within the shita of Tosfos? What is the relationship between the mitzvah midoraisa and the gzeira midrabanan? The easy way is, of course, the Ritva. The mitzvah midoraisa stands on its two legs. The sukkah is the sukkah gedola. Borrow you makai the mitzvah midoraisa, but what? We have a totally separate issue of shema yimashech achar shulchana, like classic gzeiros. You shouldn't climb a tree. You know, at least you break off a branch. But breaking off a branch is basically tangential to climbing a tree. But because of the chshash tzadi of Shema Yimashech, that's why they were gozer. And like we have, you know, we'll see that the Rabbeinu Yonah brought in the principle that. That one shouldn't be notel arba minim on Shabbos, lest you carry them arba amos. So the netilah is a maisa netilah. Carrying arba amos is a side issue, but we have a gzeira. We have a gzeira. But you know, it's just like over here, you carry the mitzvah sukkah midaraisa pashtus. If you were notel arba minim on Shabbos, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah. Just that you shouldn't do it because of a gzeira shema. However, within Tosos, what could you say? Within Tosos, how did they? You know, it's just to explain why over here we would have this halacha that if you are mevatel the drabanan, you don't have a kima of the doraisa. In other words, how did they view shema yimashech achar shulchano as a possibility? That's what we're going to say. In other words, it could be that it's simply a question of the strength of the gzeira and how much Chazal wanted to stand on their gzeira, and you know, words, and you know, they have the power of being mevatel do raisis b'shevi altas. It could be, you know, it's certainly the Rabbeinu Yonah uses that language. But I'm saying, can you understand our sugya without necessarily dealing with Chazal showing their clout? What could they be redefining? Excuse me? Not the size, but
Tishu.
Excellent. In other words, that perhaps what Chazal are redefining are the Teshvu Kein Taduru. The Teshvu Kein Taduru doesn't only mean sit in a sukkah of a certain size. What also is implied in Teshvu Kein Taduru?
You have to have the necessary things for your sukkah there also.
You have to have your furniture in the sukkah. Namely that your table has to be in the sukkah. That's part of the Teshvu Kein Taduru. And therefore, if your sukkah is not, if your table's not in the sukkah, the Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano would be that there's no Teshvu Kein Taduru. Namely that rather than viewing it as a Shema, maybe you're going to leave the sukkah, view it that the Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano is the reason why Chazal redefined Teshvu Kein Taduru, namely that there is a pegiya in the yeshiva itself, that and therefore you're not yotzei the doraisa because there's a pegiya in the yeshiva. It would be very hard to say that in terms of Pesach Matzah Umarah, right? In other words, that the lack of an amira would be a chisaron within the achila, but within Teshvu Kein Taduru, which we saw that there is a certain elasticity. So it could be over here, according to Tosot, what Chazal were saying is that we have a chisaron in Teshvu, and that's why you're not yotzei the doraisa, because they redefined the mitzvah of Teshvu Kein Taduru in a way that impacts on the doraisa as well. Yes.
How does that fit with the lashon shema? Say was that true? Even let's say the person
No, what we're saying is that then what you would have to do is look at every Gzeira Shema and ask yourself whether this is really just a side issue, like, you know, with Shema Yitaltel Arba Amos Bishus Arabim, or do we have, again, I don't think anyone would say that Shema Yitaltel Arba Amos Bishus Arabim is a Pegam in the Lekicha.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. And I don't think, even though Tosas does say, or does seem to say, that somehow you need an Amira, but not that the Amira is a Pegam in the Achila. Mm-hmm. It's just that Chazal, we're standing on their own, that they have that power. But within the world of Sukkah, we have that ability, and perhaps we'll see it in one other place. In other words, the language is more, that, in other words, that the Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano is the Lav Davka, rather than the Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha being the Lav Davka.
Would there be a
chisaron
tissue cane to do only if he, you know, sticks his?
No, it's the
or
Shema.
Even if he doesn't end up,
the fact that Shulchano betoch habayit, that itself is a chisaron teshvu cane to do. Okay.
Because there's a chisaron in the fact that there's a chance. The fact that there's a chance they might stick his head out shows that there's a fundamental chisaron.
Exactly. This is not considered to be a makom dira if it doesn't have a table. Because most people would tend to go after their tables. Doesn't mean that he has to go after his table. It means that it's a pigam within the yeshiva. Just like, in other words, we spoke about the fact that, you know, a sukkah where there is a smell, maybe the smell doesn't bother him currently, but it bothers a lot of people, and therefore a sukkah in such a place would not be considered to be a teshvu kein taduru. With the avel and with, in other words, that not everyone has going to have the same feelings, but a sukkah may not be a teshvu kein taduru for a person with a certain emotional state. Okay, the example that the Ritva over here doesn't give black and white, but where we do have lechora such a machlokas parallel to the machlokas of the Ritva and Tosfos is that which the Rabbi Noyona deals with in the first Mishnah of Brachos, that we have over there three shitos in terms of what is the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, within the first day of Rav Eliezer is Ad Sof Ashmura Rishona, we have Chachamim Ad Chatzos, and we have Rabbi Gamliel Ad Shiyale Amud HaShachar. And then Rabbi Gamliel tells us that what Chachamim meant by saying Ad Chatzos was really Beikaron, they agree with me, Mitzvasan Ad Shiyale Amud HaShachar. But they said Ad Chatzos Kedei Laharchik Es HaAdam Min HaAveira. And that the Rabbeinu Yonah viewed as room for a chakira in terms of what would be the halacha according to the Chachamim were one to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, to go against the takana of Chachamim that one should say it up to Chatzos. So Yesh lehakshos l'rabbanan the amri the afilu b'diavad and the yotzei elad Chatzos im avar Chatzos. Ma yehedino im nomar shelo yikra klal kasha kaven the kriyat shema chiyuv min haTorah heichi cholin chachamim lefotro mimenu. So here we have two deos. One is the amri desfir lohu achar chatzos korei osa below brachos the habrachos ain on drabanan, namely that all Chazal could do is impact on the drabanan plane. They'll say that if you say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, it's not Bishlemus, it's not Karoi, it's not Kirtzon Chachamim. Don't add in Brachos. Right? In other words, to show that it's not Kirtzon Chachamim. But Lemaisa, the Doraisa, Borer, Yerchayev, Kriyat Shema hu min haTorah, Korisa kol halayla. And again, the fact that you do saying it against the Rasan of Chachamim, you'll get less of a schar than had you done it Bishlemuso. But it doesn't mean that Chachamim were Mafkiya, they did Doraisa. However, v'niri lemori harav neru, to Rabbeinu Yonah himself, right, the parish is Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the sphere leil rabbanon dafilu kriyat shema atzma shimen haTorah kol laila in okori osa achar chatzos. So, how to understand this second day? So, the easiest way of understanding is like the Ritva, like Yoni said, that what are Chachamim doing over here? That this is their power of Yesh Chamim Koach Levatel Dover Min HaTorah Mishum Siyag, as long as they're doing it B'Shevi Al Tasa Yesh Chamim Koach L'Akord Dover Min HaTorah B'Shevi Al Tasa Sugis Yevamos. In other words, that we have you know they were Okir Arba Minim on Shabbos, they were Okir Shofar on Shabbos, they have that power, and here it's the use of their power. If we would want to not go, and that's what Rabbeinu Yonah himself says, black and white. If we'd want to take this shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, but explain it perhaps a little differently than Rabbeinu Yonah, how else could it be explained? That what did the Chachamim do? They redefined B'Shachbacha. Namely, we have a definition of B'Shachbacha Mida Oraisa Ad Sof Hashmur Rishona. We have a definition of B'Shachbacha Mida Oraisa Ad Alos HaShachar. Perhaps Chachamim say, Mida Oraisa, the definition is Ad Alos HaShachar, Mida Rabbanan, we're redefining B'Shachbacha until Chatzos. Why are we doing it? Kedei Laharchik Es HaAdam Min HaAveira. But then, once already we redefine the definition, then there's no purpose of saying Shema afterwards. Namely, that in other words, again, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say that, because he compares it to the Arba Minim on Shabbos, which is clearly a Siyog. Again, no one would say that Chachamim redefined, Lekachtem Bechem B'Yom HaRishon creates Hadar. I mean, that would be very, very hard to say. Like, no one would say that Chachamim redefined Achilas Matzah. However, within Sukkah and within Kriyat Shema, we have an ability to understand the Shita of Tosfos in Sukkah and the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah in Kriyat Shema as being a redefinition. What I sent you to in terms of the Gra was to try and understand what is the Shita of the of the Rambam. Because the Mechaber basically paskins like the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Ezozman kriyat shma balayla mitzvah samishas itzias kochavim ad chatzi halayla v'im avar v'icher v'kara ad shelo aramad v'shachar yotzi yedei chavoso shelo amru ad chatzos ela kedei laharchik esa adam min hapshia. So the lemaise, the Rambam paskins against Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Im avar v'icher v'kara yotze yedei chavasa. In other words, he says that kriyat shmei midoraisa, you are yotze, like the first day in Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the Rabbeinu Yonah himself. Yes.
But isn't Rabbeinu Yonah talking about like what you should do if you missed it?
Right.
And he was saying the Chachamim said that, or the parent of the second day said the Chachamim said you should not say Kriya Shema after Chatzos.
Yes.
But is it clear what he would say if you did go ahead and, like, let's say you went ahead and said it. Would there be any kiyum, or once they told you not to say it, then
we understood
it would be nothing?
We understood Rabbeinu Yonah that it would be nothing. That's the concept of Yecholin Chamim Lepotro B'mitzvos Asei. Lepotro means like they were poter litol lulav gzera shema, that a person shouldn't do it, and if he does it.
One could distinguish.
But over here, just to understand the Rambam, we'll just take a step back and point out that we have a whole machlokas rishonim. It's brought in the Bir Halacha. In Siman Reish Lamed Hey, over there on Sif Gimel, Machlokas Rishonim, as to how do we paskin in the Mishnah. No one paskins like Rav Eliezer. Okay? No Rishon paskins like Rav Eliezer. But in terms of Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel, the Rush and the Rashba paskin like Rabban Gamliel. Because the Gemara says, Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. Namely, that L'chatchila, one can say Kriyat Shema until the morning. Namely, that if you're at a wedding, you can call a Myriv, you go around Myriv at 12:30 at night. In other words, you can go to the Kotel, you know, it's at 2 in the morning and get a minyan, or a Zichron Moshe and get a minyan for Myriv. That's a lechatchila. We pass a Rabban Gamliel. Even though in other areas, Chachamim made gzeiros of Shema leharkigan min avera, but here in Kriyat Shema, lechatchila, one can say until the morning. That's the way the Rosh and the Rosh are paskin. And the Mishnah Berurah says that they're not alone. There are other Rishonim also who paskin that way, but they're in the miut. They're in the minority. However, the mainstream paskin like the Chachamim. And that's what over here the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. Upasa kechachamim she'amru ad chatzos. The Chachamim amru shezmana ad she'alem od ha'shachar, etc. Namely, that according to the Kesef Mishnah, the machlokis between the Chachamim Rav Gamliel is all on a chatchila plane. L'chatchila, can I say Kriyat Shema until Chatzos? Like the Rosh explained. Or l'chatchila, can I say it until Amud HaShachar? The machlokis between the Rosh and the Rashba on one hand, and the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, on the other hand, is how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Gamliel that l'chatchila can say it until Amud HaShachar? Or do we paskin like the Chachamim, l'chatchila only until Chatzos? But everyone agrees, if you say after Chatzos, you're Yotze the Doraisa, right? But the question is, l'chatchila, what should you do? However, there are two other possibilities. One of them is found in the Bir Halacha himself, and he says it's al pi svara, the Chafetz Chaim, but he feels that it's certainly a very, very powerful pshat in the Gemara, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel both agree that l'chatchila you should say Kriyat Shema until Chatzos. And that's why the Gemara says halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. That l'chatchila you should say Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel is simply explaining the Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel agrees with the Chachamim. In other words, all Rabbi Gamliel is pointing out is that it's l'chatchila, it's not a b'di'evit. But even the Chachamim, in other words, simply Chachamim are amumim. It's unclear what they're saying. Rabbi Gamliel comes and explains, Chachamim said, that l'chatchila you should say until Chatzos, if you say afterwards, you're still Yotze. That's the way the Bir Halacha wants to understand. There's really this no machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Even Rabbi Gamliel agrees that L'chatchili should say until Chatzos. However, the Gra himself says, no, the Gra says that the Rambam learned like the Yerushalmi. And according to the Yerushalmi, and which maybe the Bavli is like the Chafetz Chaim, or maybe the Bavli is like the Kesav Mishnah. However, the Yerushalmi says that the Chachamim hold that b'dieved, you cannot say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, and on that Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and says that l'chatchila you should say it before Chatzos, but b'dieved you can say it after Chatzos, and in that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Namely, that shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, that Chachamim held that if you say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, you're not Yotze, according to the Gra, that's the Yerushalmi's understanding of the Chachamim. That's the Yerushalmi's understanding of the Chachamim. So it could be machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi what the Chachamim intended, what they actually said. Okay, so just to summarize. One way of understanding is that Chachamim held that you could say l'chatchila until Chatzos, and we all said you could say l'chatchila until Amud HaShachar, but they both agree that that after Chatzos, you certainly Yotze, and this would be, if you want to, the classic understanding. And the question is, how do we paskin? So we have over here, perhaps the Rambam is paskining like the Chachamim and the Rosh and the Rashba paskin like Rabban Gamliel. That, in other words, the question is, if you say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, is that l'chatchila or b'dieved? That's the machlokas between them. And machlokas, how do we paskin? Or, in other words, within, you can understand another option is that the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel both say the same thing. They both say l'chatchila ad chatzos u'b'dieved ad amud hashachar. This is the Rambam l'fi HaKesef Mishnah, and this is the when we say that when the Bavli says halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, this is the Rambam according to the Bir Halacha. And then we have the Gra, who says that according to the Yerushalmi, Chachamim say that ad chatzos is a ma'akev b'dieved. You can't go beyond chatzos. Aram Gamliel says that ad chatzos is only a l'chatchila. And the Rambam then paskins like Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Within Rabbeinu Yonah, we find this understanding of the Chachamim and this understanding of the Chachamim. We find these two understandings of the Chachamim. How does Rambam himself hold? That's a, you know, that's a machlokas. Yes?
Isn't there like an inyan to say Kriyat Shema, like at the Zman?
Yeah, like everyone agrees that there is a l'chatchila l'chatchila, a hidur to say Kriyat Shema immediately. That even, you know, that's the way it's brought, in other words, in the Shulchan Aruch itself.
This is all b'dieved, because l'chatchila you should.
The question is how you define b'dieved. In other words, that there are three planes. There is the, it's the, what? You could understand, you know, it's question simply that it could be that there, you might say mitzvah min habuvchar, and then have a l'chatchila, and then have a b'dieved, or you could explain this as a, in other words, this as a luchatskira. You can also give the terminology of that this is luchatskira, this is b'di'evad, and this is that which is ma'akev. The question is whether you want to say that which is ma'akev we'll call it b'di'evad, or you want to say that there are two stages, it's a b'di'evad and a ma'akev. Okay. It's a question more of terminology, but certainly you're correct that that the ideal would be to come that what the Braisa speaks about in the beginning of Brachos, ba min hasada, ba mi beis hamedrash, where it's mispalel and then he eats. Yes.
Doesn't the Gemara say that the Rambam holds like the chachamim that even b'di'evad you're not yet saying?
Aval Rambam sfira lei. According to the shita of the chachamim, afilu b'di'evad lo yatsa, velo. Should be velo yotzei klal achar chatzos kimo shekasev shevi al teischem mechom gavri min haTorah. Kach klas tabidur yonasha chay mashma beYerushalmi. Aval Gemara didan lo mashma kein bum bum bum. Aval halacha k'rabban Gamliel. Okay, halacha k'rabban Gamliel b'di'evad ubefrat sheramim tamid no telchay Yerushalmi. B'seder. Okay. Yeah.
How does mitzvah of Avodah Zarah fit into this? If there's an iser b'derabanan, let's say Hashem Shara according to the Chacham to say it after Chatzos, even though there's a lechatchila, could we still say it's a mitzvah of Avodah Zarah? You say it after Chatzos?
Well, mitzvah Hashem, we'll come to the sugya mitzvah of Avodah Zarah at the beginning of the third parak, and we'll see that mitzvah of Avodah Zarah means that there is. According to most Rishonim, that the mitzvah is being done with a cheftza of an avera, rather than being done in a context of an avera. Okay, this said. Okay, let's return now to the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah itself is dealt with. I mentioned the sugya and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in which there is a question as to what exactly was the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Barer to the Gemara that there is a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of the dimensions of a sukkah. And barer to the Gemara that we paskin like Beis Shammai in that machlokas. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak, halacha, tzricha shtei machzekes rosha rubo vishulchano. That this is keman ke Beis Shammai. That this is velotazus mine, and Tosus deals with those exceptions to the rule. We paskin like Beis Shammai as opposed to Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai say that the dimensions of the sukkah are rosho v'shulchano, and Beis Hillel say that the dimensions are rosho v'rubo. And then we have a machlokas also in terms of a sukkah gedola, where we have the situation of Rav Yochanan. Then Charni, who sat in a sukkah gedola, but his shulchan was in the house. There also we have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel of Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. So the Gemara was bothered, what exactly is the Mishnah referring to? That on one hand, the Mishnah uses a language of poslin and machshirin, which appears to be a language of sukkah katana. On the other hand, the case appears to be a case of sukkah gedola. So the conclusion of the Gemara is chisurei mechzera v'achikatani, that really we have in the Mishnah a two machlokas. Mi shayeroshu v'sukah v'shochana betocha bayis Beis Shammai omrim lo yatsa, Beis Hillel omrim yatsa. Vish eina machzekes al kedei roshu v'rubo bilvad Beis Shammai poslim u'Beis Hillel machshirim. That we have two machlokot. The question is, what exactly is the relationship between the two machlokot, and how do we paskin within the two machlokot? And here we have, you saw the Rif, and the Baal HaMor, and the Ravid, and the Ramban, and the Rambam. Okay, so let's look at the at what we have and try and make some order out of it. As background for the Rif, we have a Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, in which Abaye claims that we have a whole list of Tanoim who hold Suka diras keva beina. Amar Abaye, Rebbe, Rav Yoshia, Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabban Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rav Eliezer, v'acherim, kulu sfira luhu, that suka diras keva beina. That the source of the, according to Abaye, the makor of Beis Shammai of requiring Rosho, Ruba, v'shulchano is because this defines a diras keva. A place of Rosho v'Rubo would be a diras arai. And the Gaonim have a principle that any time we find an Amora saying that a whole slew of Tanoim go b'shita achas, we don't paskin like that approach. That's the klal of the Gaonim. And so the question is, where exactly does that leave Beis Shammai? So this is where the Rif hits in. I guess it's here somewhere. They don't have a picture of the regular Rif here. What? Okay. Just get dizzy looking at it. Thank you. So the Rif says, "V'afal gav de kaimalam de kol ki hagav nashita achas les hilchasa kachad minayhu." That whenever we have this list of tanoim who were all grouped into one grouping, we don't paskin like that list. However, hacha ikatarte minayhu dehilchasa ninu. Two out of this list we do paskin like, and one of those two is Beis Shammai. Misha Yarosh Ruba Basuka Bashokana Batoch Abayas Kaimalan de Hilkasa Bahaka Beshamai, Vilavta Mayu de Beshamai Mishum de Beinan Diras Keva, Ella Ta Amayu Mishum de Gazrinan Shemei Mashech Achar Shul Chano. Namely that what we are doing is dividing the reasoning of Abaye from the din of Beis Shammai. The din of Beis Shammai is that a sukkah katana has to be Rosh or Ruba v'shulchano, but not because of Abaye's reasoning of keva. We don't paskin like the Gaonim have a principle. We don't paskin like that shita, but rather as a din of Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. On that, so we basically have, according to the Rif, two machlokos Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One by Sukkah Katana, one by Sukkah Gedola, and both of them for the same reason of Shema Yimashech Achar Shul Chano. The Bal Hamor disagrees, pointing out that we don't have over here really Shita Achas. In other words, that Shita Achas would imply that they all hold the same principle. Here, they hold the same concept of Keva, but they have totally different understandings of what keva means. That according to Rav Yehuda Nasi, keva means arba amos by arba amos. According to Beis Shammai, keva can mean shiva tvachim by shiva tvachim. And so we can paskin like Beis Shammai according to Abaye. Then we will paskin like the keva of Beis Shammai as opposed to the keva of Rebbe, of Acherim, etc., etc. And and then we have two separate machlokos between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, and according to the Bal Hamor, we can distinguish in terms of psak halacha, namely that in a sukkah tana where Beis Hillel paskins that we need a keva of Rosh Aruba v'Shulchano, we'll paskin like Beis Shammai. In a sukkah gedola where Beis Shammai has a gzeira shem yimashech achar Shulchano, there we can paskin like Beis Hillel. Namely, the moment that we break up the reasons, we have an ability of distinguishing between the world of Psak. The Ravid, when he has in front of him the Rif and the Bal Hamor, felt that one of the two Shitos is more Mistaber. Which Shita appeared to be more Mistaber according to the Ravid? The Rif, saying that both Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Katana are results of one principle of Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano, or saying that Sukkah Ketana is a din of Diras Keva and Sukkah Gedola is a din of Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano, which of these makes more sense according to the Ravid? Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano, that the Ravid feels that the Rif makes much more sense because the two are linked in. In other words, that it's sort of like a kal vachomer, that if we have an issue of Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano when we have a Sukkah Gedola, kal vachomer and a Sukkah Ketana, the person would tend to go outside of the Sukkah in order to eat. That the two are linked. And therefore, what is also linked, according to the Ravid? The Psak Halacha, that we paskin and Beis Shammai, like both. So he has a double disagreement with the Baal HaMor. A, what is the reason for Beis Shammai in a Sukkah Ketana? B, how do we paskin in the world of Sukkah Gedola? In other words, that, okay. And then we have the Ramban. The Ramban himself is exactly like the Ravid. However, the Ramban quotes a Talmud of the Rif. Elo sheyesh mitalmidei Rabbeinu shema'ararim al ma shekosav dehalacha kebeis Shammai b'travayu b'gedola u'b'ketana. Who is this Talmud? This Talmud is quoted also by the Ravid at the end of the Ravid. The end of the Ravid says, V'af al pi sheharav Rav Yitzchak ibn Geyus pasach b'ketana k'beis Shammai u'b'gedol k'beis Hillel lo heyer dvarav ein lanu ela ma shepasko harav Rabbeinu Hanan ol v'chulei. But over here, this Talmud of the Rabbeinu, the Milchamos felt, made a lot of sense. That first, certainly, you can distinguish in terms of psak. That af al gav de kaimelon k'beis Shammai besuka ketana, משום תשכיח למגזר שם אימא שחחר שולחן, מאחר שאין מקום בסוכה שאים שוכל שולחן או לא, אבל סוכה גדולה כבסיר או קיימלון דלו לגזרין את שם אימא שחחר שולחן או, אלא שולחן הוא מושך לו. אבל גדולי הגאונים פסקו כדברי רבינו ולא חילקו בין גדולה קטנה. Namely, that you can agree with the Rif in terms of the reasoning of Beis Shammai, that in both machlokos the reasoning is Shema Yimashach, but paskin like the Baal HaMor. Paskin like the Baal HaMor, that we will paskin like Beis Hillel in a paskin like Beis Shammai in a Sukkah Ketana, and like Beis Hillel in a Sukkah Gedola, because there's room to distinguish between the nature of the Shema Yimashach, that the Shema Yimashach in a Sukkah Gedola is much weaker than the Shema Yimashach in a Sukkah Ketana, that there's room for such a distinction. Okay, so
but he himself holds like the Rif, right?
Hmm?
The Ramban himself holds like the Rif.
He himself holds like the Rif. However, he, in other words, he explains the Shita of Rav Yitzchak Ibn Geyus, that we have two types of Shema Yimashach. Thank you. within the Rif, we paskin like Beis Shammai, since it's the same reasoning in both. According to the Baal HaMor, we paskin like Beis Shammai here, but we paskin like Beis Hillel in terms of Sukkah Gedola. The Ravid goes back to the Rif. The Ri Ibn Geya says that the Rif is correct in terms of the reasoning, but we only paskin like Beis Shammai by a Sukkah Kitana. We paskin like Beis Hillel in terms of the Sukkah Gedola. Can you explain this Deya using a Chakira that we raised earlier in the Shir? In other words, what we said now to explain the Ri Ibn Geis, what the Ramban says, was that this Yishemi Yimashech is Yoter Chazak, is more of a reason to worry Yishemi Yimashech when there's no room for a table, that he's going to go outside to eat, and this Yishemi Yimashech is Yoter Chavash. Can you use a different understanding of Shema Yimashech to explain why, in other words, in one Shema Yimashech we would perhaps paskin like Beis Shammai, and in the other we paskin like Beis Hillel, rather than using the phrases of Yoter Chazak and Yoter Chalash? Yes? Adam?
Maybe again, we said about the tissue that we're going to sit in Gedola. Even if the shulchan's not actually in it, it could be as if it's a bira because it has enough room.
A little sharper.
That tissue like defines the dimensions of the sukkah.
Okay, in other words, that we spoke about the fact that we can have a shema yimashech which is a posel, and we can have a shema yimashech which is a side issue. In other words, so. In other words, that these are two types of Shema different. In other words, that the same phrase, Shema Yimashech, can mean two different things. We can have a Shema Yimashech that defines a Teshvu Ke'en Taduru, that when there's no room in the Sukkah for a table, that Shema Yimashech defines this as being a lack of Teshvu. There, we paskin like Beis Shammai. But when we're dealing with a Shema Yimashech as a Gzeirat Tzadit, in other words, the Sukkah is defined as a Sukkah. But we have an issue, Shema Yimashech, a side issue, there will paskin like Beis Hillel. Namely, that these are the same phrase can be used, but can mean two different things. So, just as we had earlier a machlokes within the world of Sukkah Gedola between Tosfos and the Ritva, is this Shema Yimashech a posel or is it a side gezerah? We can take that same chakira and say that these are the two that the Shema Yimashech, the same phrase. This is in terms of what Elchanan asked earlier. Is this what Shema Yimashech means? So we can say that within a Sukkah Ketana, the phrase Shema Yimashech means we don't have a dira. It's a lack of a dira. It's a lack of Teshu Kein Taduru. The phrase Shema Yimashech in a Sukkah Gedola means Shema Yimashech. Maybe he will actually physically move from one place to the other. And so when we're dealing with the Gzeret Stadit, we can paskin one way. When we're dealing with the Posel, we can paskin another way. Okay, so that which we said earlier reflects also on that which we're learning currently. Yes? Again, this, the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban simply deals with a greater issue or a lesser issue. But I'm saying that within the Chakir we had earlier, one could use that to redefine this machlokes. Yes?
I was going to ask the security had earlier, if you say Shem Yishak is a din in Teshu Ken Yaduru, then the Gemara seems to say, you know, what's it called? Right, the Lashon of the Gemara was about Posel and Machshir, so clearly it assumes that it's the Gemara clearly assumes that it's Zera by Shem Yishak.
Machshir.
Unless, but then maybe this could be an answer that now that
we have two missions.
That definitely one type of Shema Yimashech is
Yotzin and Yotzin.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Going over to the Rambam, in terms of Psak Halacha, is very clear. In Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Shir Hasuka Gavoa Ein Pachos Me'asara Tfachim, This is Beis Shammai. The Hagos Maimon points out this is Beis Shammai, Rosh Arubo, Vishulchano. Here we paskin like Beis Shammai. The Rambam later on in Perek Vav Chaches moves over to the world of Sukkah Gedola. Mishaya Rosh Arubo Vesukkah Vishulchano Betoch Habayis. Oh, Chutz Lesukkah Veachal. Hareze asur, ukiilu lo achal basuka, ache shulchano betoch habayis. Gezeira shem imashach achar shulchano, afilu basuka gedola. Over here he paskins again like Beis Shammai, right? And even the Beis Shammai of Tosfos, right? The Beis Shammai of lo kiyamta mitzasuka biyamecha. So in terms of psak halacha, the Rambam clearly agrees with the Rif, right? That we paskin like Beis Shammai, both in Sukkah gedola and in Sukkah Ketana, like the Rif, like the Ravid, like the Ramban himself, not like the Ribbon Gaius. However, where does he disagree? At what point does he disagree, Lechora, with the Rif? Not for the reason, yes, that according to his reason, according to the Ramban.
Well, the Ketana is because of the Yeres Kevah.
I wouldn't, you know, it's that if you put over here the Ramban, so Sukkah Gedola is clearly a din of Shema Yimashach. What? How would you define the Rambam's Beis Shammai? And you know, sort of a cap out. But how would you define the Rambam's Beis Shammai? From the fact that the Rambam brings it in the same breath with the issue of the height, he brings the issue of the area. That is purely a din. In shiur, simply that this is a shiur of teishvu ke'en taduru, you know, without getting involved at all, in a world of Shema Yimashach, that. Simply, we're dealing over here with the definition of a makom that, you know, with the Rambam doesn't bring in at all the world of keva, like the Gaonim, that once Abaye said that Beis Shammai was a din of keva and linked it in with the Shita Achas with a lot of other tanoim, so that's rejected. The same way the Rif rejected it. The Rambam also held the principles of Gaonim, not like the Baal HaMor, but rather than revert to a Shema Yimashech. He understands it simply as a din in the shir of a chefza of a sukkah, nothing to do with Shem Yimashach. And we happen to paskin like Beis Shammai in both, but that there's no interconnection really between the two. We don't have to paskin like Beis Shammai in both. There are two, according to the Rambam, it ends up that really that there are two separate machlokot. Okay. Yeah?
The second Rabbi say is Chakira within the Rambam as well, that once you say that it's a tishuv going to do, it's a little bit like a shir, it's a din in the shir.
Once the Rambam learns the din of Sukkah Gedola as a principle of that he's not Yotze, in other words, that the Shema Yimashech redefines, does that necessarily mean that the original Shir? Maybe, could be. In other words, you're saying it's in the same world. It's in the same world of that which is dealing with the world of Posel as opposed to a world of Shema Yimashach.
Right.
Yeah, okay. They're in the same world. In the same, okay. But you still could have theoretically defined the Shir of Sukkah as Rosh Ovarubo. No?
And not Shulchan? Yeah, but I'm saying, if he says that it's not really teshuv gein teduru, right? That you should have the full shear of teshuv gein teduru, maybe you need shiva.
Maybe.
I thought that was what Rabbi was saying. Shat and Beis Shammai could be that, right? If less than that shear, it's a problem of Shami Mashit, but that really means that not Teshuvu came to do it.
Yeah, but that, in other words, the difference is that according within the Rambam, the Sukkah Ketana is a din in the Chefs of the Sukkah. The Sukkah Gedola is a din in the Mitzvah Yeshiva of the Gavra, of the person. That the person is not a Teshvu Kein Taduru for the person. The Sukkah is a Sukkah Gedola. The Sukkah is a Sukkah. We have a Chefs of a Sukkah. But we're saying that that Chazal say you can't be Yotzei, the Teshvu Kein Taduru, in such a Sukkah.
And the Rabbi was saying, you say Teshuvah can do it by the small sukkah.
By the small sukkah, you need a cheftza of a sukkah. You need a cheftza of a sukkah. I think that's also the chor adin of Teshuvah kein taduru, and then the Shema Yimashech. The Shema Yimashech, but the Rambam appears much more. I mean, I would like to put that into the Rambam. I agree with you, it would be very nice, but it does not appear that way from the Gezeira Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano Kilo Ochal Vesuka She Shulchano Betoch Hasuka Gezeira Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano. Maybe, I have to think about it.
Weren't we saying it that way before, that a Sukkah Ketana within Geis, that a Sukkah Ketana is a problem a Teshu came to do?
Okay. Within the Re Ibn Gaius, because the Re Ibn Gaius uses the makar of Rosh Aruv of Shulchano for a Sukkah Ketana, Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam only brings in Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano by Sukkah Gedola. By Sukkah Ketana, the Rambam deals with it in terms of the height and the area. Namely, he puts all the dimensions that this is the Cheftz of a Sukkah. It has to have this in this height, this in this area, etc. Doesn't bring in Shema Yimashach. So it's, you know, whereas it appears from the Rambam that one of them is a din in the Cheftza and one of them is a din in the Gavra. In the Gavra also could have a din that it's possible, but it's a din in the Gavra as opposed to the Cheftza. Okay. Moving, let's begin the sugya over here on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara deals with the psul of Nashim, and the Gemara asks, why in the world do we have an issue of searching for a psul for the reason why an isha is ptura min hasuka? So on the third line on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Itzterich." We need a hilchas asalka daitach amina teishvu kein taduru madira ishvi ishto apsuka ishvi ishto kamash malan. Kamash malan, that we would think that maybe a woman would come into the chiyuv of a sukkah via the din of teshvu kein taduru. The teshvu kein taduru would imply that a husband and a wife, the same way they live together in a house, they should live together in a sukkah. Kamash malan, that a woman is potter. I sent you to the Ramah that we already seen obliquely in Siman Taf Resh Lametesif Beis. The Ramah who was bothered why in Ashkenaz they were mekel in terms of sleeping in a sukkah, even though the Gemara appears to be very, very machmir, that even a Shena Sarai requires sukkah. V'zeh sheno agim lahakel achshav b'shena, ein yishenim b'sukkah rak medakta kein b'mitzvos. The first reason is one of tzina. Tzar, okay. V'li nira mishum de mitzvos sukkah ish ubeso, ish v'ishto kederach shehudar kol hashana. Then patur. So l'chora al atar, the Magen Avraham asks a powerful question from our sugya. V'tzorachim, it says there's a raya from the sugya, the beginning of Erechim, that perhaps that's why the Kohanim are patur. We don't have him in the Kohanim be patur from sukkah because they can't be with their wives, etc. V'tzorachim the besukkah daf kafches. Salka daita chamina teishvu kein taduru madira ishvi ishto afsuka ishvi ishto kamash malan the nashim peturas. Namely, that what it appears is that the Ramah is building himself on a havamina that was rejected. The Gemara had a havamina like that maybe teishvu kein taduru would include a wife. Kamash malan, says the Gemara, it doesn't. That we have a hilchasa that it doesn't. So how over here can the Ramah based minag Ashkenaz on a hilchasa, on a havamina which has been rejected. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha on the Rama. So the teretz of the Magen Avraham is very strange. Yishlamer mikom akom habal eino chaya besuka elu makom sheyachal lagur sham im ishto v'yimrav havelei mitztayer upater lishan sham. He brings in mitztayer, but lachari that's not the Rama. The Ramah brought in mitztayer earlier. Mishum tzina, he brought in mitztayer. Well, Chora over here, he's not dealing with the p'tur of mitztayer. It's very hard to say that that's pshat in the Ramah. But what then is pshat in the Ramah? How could you understand the Ramah? Why would he build himself on a rejected havamina? Is it really the rejected havamina he's building himself on? Go in the direction of Chayim. In other words, the Havamina was that maybe because of Teshvu Kain Taduru, a woman is Chayevet as a woman. Kamash Malan, she's not Chayevet as a woman. But what is the Ramah suggesting? That maybe she's Chayevet as an extension of the Chiyuv of the husband. Right. In other words, maybe in a Chinami. She's Ptura Bifnei Atzma. But maybe the husband is not Yotze his Teshvu Kain Taduru without his wife. Not, in other words, not that she's chayevet. Maybe it's part of his chiyuv, right? That would, in other words, that already is a possibility that you know, that would be a reason to pater. Namely, that we can, just as we had a chakira by Simchas Yantif, is it a chiyuv on the woman? Is she chayevet per se in Simchas Yantif? Or is it that the husband has to be mesameach her? So over here, we have a question in Sukkah. Is she chayevet b'tor atzma, that there was a havamina that it would be that she would be chayev torat and torat teshuva came to do? That's rejected. But what still is open, which the Ramah raises as a real possibility, is that maybe this would be part of the husband's teshuva came to do, and for that reason he wants to pater the husband from shena. Yes.
It sounds like from the Gemara, but that's already the Gemara is dealing with the teshuva came to do. It sounds like it would already be an extension of the husband's chiyuv.
No. But then we're back to the Magen Avraham's question. In other words, within the sugya, the sugya brings in, don't we have a din of kol mitzvos aseh she'as magrama nashim pturas? In other words, and on that they bring in the teshuva kein taduru to be machayev the isha.
Right, but it sounds like the chiyuv would stem from the teshuva kein taduru of the man.
Not to the, no. I think, in other words, ma teshuva kein taduru you have in a home, men and women. Men and women you have in a home. You have in a home.
It's still not like her personal. I mean, I don't see how that's different than, I guess, stemming from the man's teshuva kein. Like it's, I was saying, it stems from the home or stems from the. But it's not a personal, it's not her personal.
But that would, in other words, that the teshuva kein taduru override the world of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are pturos. We're saying now over here, mitzvah teshuva kein taduru, that the woman would be chayavot.
Right.
So again, if you want to learn the way you learn, so you're back to Magen Avraham's question. I'm trying to get out of the Magen Avraham's question by saying that perhaps the havamina was that the women, is that the teshuva kein taduru would be machayev husbands and wives. The same way that husbands and wives both have a dira together, husbands and wives would both be chayav in sukkah. Kamash malan, no. The Ramah suggests, as you want to say, that you know, it's that the husband's wife is part of his dira, not that she's chayevet b'tor atzma. That's what the Ramah says in Achanami. That remains as an option even after the Gemara has a kamash malan.
Why can't the chiluk be? I think like Chaim was saying that. The Gemara is saying that a woman is not chayev, but it doesn't say that the man is chayev. So what the Ramah is saying is that when it comes to sleeping, that even the man becomes pater because the woman is not there.
In a chinamit, that's what, yeah. I think we're saying the same thing. I think I said the same thing. Okay, we'll stop over here. We did pretty much everything except for we have to still deal with the world of Afhen Hayubo Sohanes. You get to it yet? Okay, so Achena Yubo, so Anais and the world of Ger. Okay, and then we'll continue Amir Tzashem. In the Gemara, it's relatively easy. Sugya, moving over to the world of Chinuch. The Seder. Okay, I'll give you a page of Marma Kamas.